This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1643, how to use end up to talk about your past in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Context is king when you build business relationships. Today, find out how to use end up plus verb ing in natural English conversations with your colleagues.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, Lindsay, fancy meeting you here. How's it going?
Oh my gosh, what a surprise, Aubrey. We don't record together very much, so I'm so excited to be on the mic with you and on the video over on YouTube too. How are you doing?
It's been fun. I get to see you each week on Clubhouse in our Clubhouse rooms, but I haven't been here on the podcast in a while. So hello, everyone out there. I have missed all of you, and I'm sure you've missed me.
I know. Really, so excited to have you here, guys. If you don't know, Aubrey hangs out a lot of the time over on our IELTS Energy podcast, teaching you guys how to get that band 9 on IELTS. So we're happy to have you on All Ears English. Aubrey, we are talking about, not about IELTS today though. What are we talking about?
No, we're talking more about business. If you work in English, we have some really good tips for you today. And they're grammar tips, which I know you guys don't hear a ton from us because we often are focusing more on making that connection, not worrying about your grammar being perfect. But there are times when grammar does matter, especially at work. You're wanting to make sure you're using the correct grammar. And in some cases, the grammar you use can make you sound much more native and natural. The phrase we're going to talk about today. So I'm excited for this.
Oh my God. You guys may have heard little whisperings here and there this summer that Michelle and I have been mentioning. There is something exciting coming this fall that has to do with business and grammar for you guys. And you know, in the end, you're right, Aubrey, it is really, in the end, it's still about the connection, right? Because business is about relationships. So when you use the correct grammar at work, you are able to build the relationships you wouldn't be able to build otherwise.
Exactly. Right? Yes. So we want to let you guys know, you need to get on our early list, and the place to go is allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar, because what Lindsay and Michelle have been hinting at, we have this very exciting grammar course coming. So we want to make sure you guys can get on this early list.
Yes. And it is a never before seen course with some really cool things you're going to love, guys. So go on to allearsenglish.com/BIZ grammar. So we're going to give you little bits and pieces here to get you inspired and motivated for your grammar at work. So, right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. We're giving you a little sneak peek into one of these grammar lessons where, because the thing is, it's not just about using correct grammar, but sometimes it's about using these very native natural structures that natives use, which language learners don't always know how to use or aren't comfortable. And we want you to be able to use those. So we're going to teach one today. We want you to be able to use it at work and in life. It's so useful. Yes. So let's jump into this. This is really fun. So this is when you're telling a story or talking about something that just happened. This can happen, you know, at a party with friends or definitely at work where you're starting in the past and continuing giving lots of details with past continuous. And then you can use this awesome native natural grammar structure, end up plus verb ing. So yes. When do we use this, Lindsay? Like,
so what comes to mind for me is sharing who we are, right? We want to share who we are with our colleagues because, again, you want to do business with a person, not a machine, not a robot, right? So this is how people know who we are. You know, you've made some decisions in your life, Aubrey, to move to New York City, to move into teaching ESL, that we want to know that about you to do business together. Right?
Yes, exactly. So if you and I were at work chatting and you asked me about that, you'd say, oh, I heard you were teaching in New York for a while. Tell me about that. This would be a perfect way for me to give you that fun story in a very native way to say like, yeah, I moved to New York. I was really busy teaching the whole time I was there, but I ended up moving back to Arizona because it was so hard to have kids in New York. So you see how you get there pretty quick, but it's so much more native instead of saying, finally, I moved to Arizona, right? To use this ended up plus verb ing. I ended up moving to Arizona. I know you guys have heard natives use this, and I want you to be able to use it too. You'll sound so native.
Because now I understand you kind of more fully, right? I have the full context. You were in New York and then you decided to move to Arizona for family reasons, right? So I understand you better as a person. Now we can do business together, right? That's what we're talking about in this whole course. It's about human beings and doing business and using the right grammar. So good.
Yes, exactly. And the fact that it's so much more informal so much of the time before a meeting, you're going to have, whether it's a Zoom meeting or in person, that chance to have a little bit of small talk. And this is the perfect grammar structure to use. So Lindsay, give us an example. Tell me about where you studied and what ended up happening with your education.
Oh my gosh. So I ended up studying in Boston. And the reason is because I had always wanted to do that. I had always wanted to live in Boston. So I ended up leaving New York and studying for my master's degree in Boston. There was something about Boston. And if I was going to leave New York, I was only going to go to Boston. I wasn't going to go anywhere else. Otherwise, I would have stayed in New York my whole life.
I love that. I would have loved to go to school in Boston. I actually bought a sweater that said Boston College when I was like a senior in high school. I didn't even go to college there. It just was cool. Boston's cool.
There's something very quintessential, especially about studying in Boston. It's like a thing because there's 30 or 35 schools in the area. So I ended up moving out of New York to Boston to do my master's degree. So now you understand more of a contextual piece of me and my choices, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Yeah. And it would be, it wouldn't make as strong of a connection if you were saying like, I did this and then finally I decided to, or next I moved to New York because it's so much more formal. It's it feels more like you're thinking about what you want to say next instead of just having this native conversation and making that connection. About how you could use this with a meeting, like either chatting with colleagues before a meeting, just like we were about where you studied or where you went on your last trip. Or reviewing what was discussed in a meeting, because this is definitely formal enough to use in a meeting, right?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's go into our work days. I know that a lot of you guys, we've talked to you. We know that you are using English at work, whether it's every day or just one day a month, but you're on the spot when it comes to that English at work. So let's talk about that. Yes. Aubrey here, how would we use that?
Yeah. So imagine you've just finished leading a meeting and you want to sort of review and sum up what has been decided, what has been changed. You could say, you know, today we discussed the new project and while looking at the marketing plan, we decided to focus more on social media. So we ended up assigning social media platforms to team members. And then, you know, you could say, everyone, make sure that we're all on the same page about who's in charge of what, right? But such a native, natural way just to point out it's not too informal to use even in a meeting.
Yeah, but this is so good. I mean, the way we have this example, guys, you've led up to the final decision. I mean, you could have just given me the final, let's say I missed that meeting. I was out sick and you just told me we assigned social media platforms to team members, but I don't have the context. I don't know why. I don't know what that came from, right? I don't know the context. So then I still feel like I'm on the outside of things. But now that I know and you used ended up, I have more information.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's a really good point. And it was only three sentences, right? So to sort of bring someone up to speed on what they missed in a meeting, it doesn't take that long. Three sentences in an email or chatting, but this is such a great structure to do that and build that connection. And they're going to feel like you're speaking to them as a coworker, but also a friend, someone that you care about having a strong connection with.
Absolutely. Or I could also see this being useful. I know a lot of our listeners, you guys are in a position of leadership, and we're going to be talking a lot in this course about leadership, being a leader in business and the business world in English. And you also need to give your team that context. Well, why are we doing this? What's it connected to? What happened last year? What happened 2 years ago? What's happening with our competitor? You have to give them this information. So this is useful here too.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
As you are hearing on this episode today, something exciting is coming soon for your business grammar skills. Stop making those pesky mistakes when you write an important business email. Go right now to get on this list, allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. To be the first to know when we make the announcement that this new thing is available. Go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I want to do a role play, and I think it would be fun to do one imagining that small talk right before a meeting starts.
Okay.
I talk to my kids sometimes. I'm like, make a new friend at school. And they're like, what would I? I've said, you can always just say, like, do anything fun last night? And I think that's a great way to start small talk before a meeting too, right?
It's so natural.
Start us off that way with our role play, Lindsay.
All right, here we go. So, Aubrey, do anything fun last night?
Yes, we checked out a new restaurant that just opened near our house.
Did you like it?
It was delicious. It's an Italian place with Chicago-style pizza.
Oh, I love Chicago-style pizza. That sounds amazing. Do you prefer Chicago or New York-style pizza? Because they are so different.
Oh, very good question. Definitely Chicago. I know it's a little heavier, but it's that deep dish pizza is so good. We were actually chatting about that while we were eating and realized we almost never go to Chicago-style pizza places. They're a little less common, but it's kind of surprising because I love it. What about you? What's your preference? Pizza preference.
Yeah. Oh, personally, for me, I agree with you. I love that creaminess of the deep dish. I love it. Yes. I think that's so good. I think New York style is better for the summer, but the Chicago style is better for the winter. You know, with that wind coming off Lake Michigan, man, we need to stay warm, eat some heavy food.
Right? Need our carbs for sure.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
Okay, we'll keep going here. I got a little sidetracked.
I'm so excited about pizza. Yeah.
So, Aubrey, would you eat there again?
Definitely. We ended up eating way more than we should have, and I was stuffed.
Well, that happens to me sometimes when I want to order dessert, but I end up being way too full.
Yes. That's so true. That happens to me all the time. Like, I'll plan on getting dessert. I'm like, that looks delicious. Save room for that. And then I never do.
But do you ever worry? Do you ever feel like you have to ask for the dessert menu right before you eat the entire dinner because you want to know what's on that menu before you go and save room?
Yeah, right. Or it's always really smart of them when they just have the desserts on the regular menu because then I see it before I even order.
I think that's smart. That's what I would do if I owned a restaurant. I love it.
I have a sister who always takes home like a take home dessert. She's like, I know I'm never going to have room. So I just order at the beginning and I say, send that with me boxed up.
I love that. That's pretty smart.
You still get to taste it. All right, let's go through this role play. There's so much good stuff. Starting with that first phrase. Notice, you know, Lindsay didn't say, did you do anything fun last night? That's so much more formal just to use that full complete sentence. We're shortening it to just do anything fun last night. And this is how we speak at work, right? It's much more informal. And this is really going to open up that dialogue with a coworker.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's different about how we teach business English compared to other online courses, other courses, guys. We know that, again, doing business, you're doing business with a human being. So you use informal, semi-formal, and formal English in business. We're going to show you all of that. Okay.
For sure. So and then good. That great phrasal verb that I put in the role play to say, we checked out a new restaurant. This is such a good way instead of saying we visited or something that feels a little more formal, right? This is a little more informal to use phrasal verbs. Say we checked out a restaurant, meaning we hadn't been there before. We went to see what it's like.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And then you gave me a little more context. You said, while we were eating, we were chatting. So we're using the past continuous here, right?
Yes.
So we've got other tenses, of course, that, you know, we show you a bit more of in this course that's coming soon. That's why you should get on the list, guys. Today, we're focusing on the end up plus verb plus ing, but there's lots of other tenses we need.
Yeah, because that's the thing. We never, never just use one tense the whole time we're telling a story, right? We're starting with past simple. We're moving on to past continuous. And then we end up with this great this great verb phrase all the time. And you're right, there's a lot that goes into it. And once you really understand that grammar, then it's pretty easy to use it to fit it into your conversations.
Exactly. And I think a lot of textbooks, you do see, you know, the role plays being focused on one grammar form the whole time, which makes
not
sense.
How we talk.
It's so unnatural. It's so
unnatural. And then we used up that ended up, right? I said we ended up eating way more than we should have. And you used it up saying I end up being way too full.
Okay. So we're talking about using the past of this, right? You said we ended up, and then the present tense, what happens all the time. Every time I order dessert, I end up being way too stuffed, right?
Exactly. So I'm glad we put both of those in the role play so you guys can see there are multiple ways to use this, either ended up talking in the past, just like you said, or end up being something that it happens all the time generally.
Yes,
exactly.
I love it. So good. Flexible. Yeah. Yes. So good. So good. What's the takeaway for our listeners today? I mean, I'm feeling excited. I'm excited about grammar. It rarely happens. It's happening
now. For to be excited about grammar, that's a rare and exciting thing, right? But I think I can definitely see that because as we're working in English and wanting to feel more native, that is something to get excited about. The next time you have a chance to chat with a coworker before a meeting, use this. Practice this so you can use it, right?
Totally.
And plan on, natives always use multiple tenses, so plan on doing the same. Use that end up plus verb ing or ended up plus verb ing just to up level your grammar and make those connections.
Yes, I love it. It's so good. And if you guys want to hear more about this exciting new course that we're going to be launching very soon, get on the exclusive list. Go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. And that's /BIZGRAMMAR. Go and get on that list now. You will not regret it.
Nice. I love that. It's like a spelling bee. Biz grammar.
B-I-Z-G. I know. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining me. This was really fun.
All right. I'll see you on the next one very soon. Yes. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.